We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, 560 The Joe, Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard over the past 24 hours right here on 560 The Joe. Where you at? I am Dan Day. Get at me on social media at Dan Day Radio. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, one day hopefully OnlyFans. Ah, a guy can dream, can't he? Ah, but it is the weekend, and it is a feel-good Friday here on the Radio Rewind. So you know throughout the show, going to be featuring some reggae to make you feel a little bit more irie. As the weekend goes on, weekends in South Florida doesn't get much better than that. Yes, so we are definitely going to enjoy, especially on the way, got some Joe Rose Show talking to Alex Winberg. Panthers are hot, hot, hot. They got games coming up against the Tampa Bay Lightning. When I say games, two scheduled and probably a playoff series. So get used to hearing the Lightning if you're a big Panthers fan. Get used to hearing Doug Plagans because he's going to be on the call. And we'll get into the headlines in just a minute to discuss all that. Greeny Show, they're taking calls and having some Laker worries. Then Hawk and Crowder, captain, my captain. And I will captain you right now to the headlines. The Dolphins have released safety and team captain Bobby McCain. In addition, the team have signed Patriots corner Jason McCourty. CBS Sports has released their post-spring football top 25. Miami ranks 15th and will face the poll's number one-ranked Alabama September 4th in Atlanta. The Heat play the Timberwolves tonight at 8. Miami is currently 7th in the East, but two games out of the fourth spot behind the Knicks. The Marlins completed a three-game sweep of the Diamondbacks yesterday, winning 3-1. The Fish are back at it tonight as they face the Brewers at 7-10. Harvey Neville is leaving Manchester United to play with Inter-Miami's USL team. Neville's father, Phil, coaches Miami's MLS squad. Inter takes on Atlanta United Sunday at 1. South Florida's own Alex Rodriguez and former WWE star Titus O'Neil will be inducted into the Boys and Girls Club's Hall of Fame. Marlins prospect Max Meyer posted a 5-inning, no earned runs, 5-strikeout outing for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos the other day. They defeated the Mississippi Braves 2-1. It's been a long week. You deserve it. Let's take a step into the day spa. A Belgian farmer recently shrunk France after moving a border-bearing stone that got in the way of his tractor. Whoa! Please, no World War III. A man in the Philippines has collected 20,000 fast food toys. I'm sure most of them were garnered while on dates with the ladies. A fresh pizza machine has debuted in Italy. Yeah, I'm sure that thing won't be vandalized. A woman now refuses to go to her brother's wedding after he said her 5-year-old son could not attend. Wait, a night out without your kid? At a wedding? Open bar? Food? Dancing? What's wrong with her? A woman claims that her boyfriend's mistress says that their child, which is their love child, is partially hers because she's part of the love triangle. Hot mess of the day. A California woman recently had her house trashed by over 20 condors. Well, I guess she ain't inviting me over anytime soon. I'm inviting you. Listen to some of the Joe Rose Show. You didn't get up in the morning for whatever reason. I don't need to know why you weren't up early enough from 6 to 10 to listen to Joe Rose. I got your back. Right now, Joe Rose talking to the Panthers' own Alex Winberg. What are they talking about? Well, they're talking about those familiar Lightning that are going to be playing pretty often against the Panthers in the coming days. Also, the Team Harmony, team leaders.
Pass for Toronto offensive end down to Wenberg. Down below the goal line. Thinks about wrapping it around. Out to the high slot. Forsling. Wenberg right circle shot. He scores! Alex Wenberg off the crossbar and in. And the Panthers win it 3-2 in overtime.
So I want to ask you, playing against Tampa Bay this Saturday and Monday and then the playoffs, you talk about knowing a team going back to preseason. What is it like to play against the same team, especially when you guys know each other so well?
I mean, obviously, it's really different. The scouting report is just getting bigger and bigger. You get to see them all the time, so you know what players are and how to play. But, I mean, it's just a part of it. Right now, we're going to play in these two games, and I feel like it could be a great way to get that going before the playoffs. You have a little chance here. These games, they matter, but not as much, so you can feel each other out. And then when it's puck drop in playoffs, you're just busting right there. So it's going to be real fun for sure.
As a follow-up to that, is a home ice that important to you guys right now? Is that something everybody's talking about in the locker room, or is it not matter because you're going to have to win on somebody else's ice? What's your thought?
No, I feel like it matters. Obviously, you want to win every game you play, and right now we got a good chance to. But the only thing we can do is just we can affect things on our own. Like, we can only play the games, win the games we can. And right now, these two games, like, if we win or lose them, yeah, for sure, it doesn't matter. But I feel like where every game you play, you always want to win. If we can get the home advantage, that would be huge for us, because then we got a little bit of extra energy coming in, a little extra excitement. So that's something for sure we look forward to try to accomplish.
Alex, we talk to Coach Q each week here on the show, and each week we talk about what's going on with the team, and I bring up Barkov each week and the level he's playing at. You're on the ice with him, or you see him, and you see him every day. The level that Barkov is playing at right now for this team is just incredible.
Yes, I mean, it's something else. Every day he plays, you just stand there and look at him and like, wow, who is this guy out there? Because I've played against him in the past, but right now when you're in his teammate, you have to see him every day, like even practice till games. It just blows your mind. So I'll say it's a hell of a player, and I mean, you just it's actually an honor to play with him because he's that good. So it almost helps your game a little bit because you see stuff he's doing on the ice and like, wow, can I try to do that as well? So an unbelievable player, and he's the biggest key to our success for sure.
Alex, I don't know if I've ever seen, I say this to Coach Q every week, where you've had so many new free agents come in, trades work out so well, guys you bring up, everybody pretty much throughout this season has played well. You don't see it like this a lot. Have you even been a little surprised on how many guys, if you break it down, how many guys are having really good seasons?
I mean, obviously before a season, you don't really know. There are a lot of new faces, a lot of people got to find like their role in their team. But I feel like that's where the coach and management did a great job. Right there, right away, we kind of like got into a mojo where we felt like guys fitted into a certain role. And like you said, even though guys come at trading deadline, I just feel like the whole core of the group is so strong and steady, and like every guy in the locker room is such a nice guy. So it makes it easier for them to come in and feel comfortable. So I feel like that's a part of the success right there, that the team is just getting along so well. And everyone, you can see it in the eyes. You feel like everyone having a lot of fun as well. We're excited to play, which helps you with your confidence as well. So I feel that's probably the best answer to that question, that when you come into a group that's like kind of like find their mojo a little bit, guys that comes in and adds on to it, kind of like you just tag along with that feeling as well. So
I'm glad you said that about having fun. So who's the biggest clown / prankster in that locker room? Who would it be? Give me that guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a different year because half of the year here we've been sitting in separate locker rooms. So the funny part is like some guys you haven't even seen like all year in the locker room. So the guys in my locker room are having a blast with Jandal. He's a great guy. He makes you laugh. He makes you smile during games, which I think is great. And then the guys like Hornquist is great, like great guy to have. He's just like energy gives you, but he's also joking around, making fun of you, which is also good because I feel like at the end of the day, you need to laugh a little bit during these games. Like even though it's that serious, you want to win between periods or whatever, you need to have a smile on your face. You can play a better hockey for
yeah.
sure.
And then who's the badass on the team? Who's got your back? Who's that one guy that if you have to fight and you're going, Alex, get out of the way, I'll take care of this guy. Who's that guy on the team? Who's that guy you want to take out with you?
I mean, my go-to guy, he's missing next to me in the locker room, is Gouda. So I feel like it's pretty good backup to have. Right there, he sits there with his big beard, and he's, I mean, if something would happen to me, I'd for sure look over to him and be like, hey, you want to help me out here? You come in a heartbeat. So that's an amazing guy, too, yeah.
Alex Winberg from the Florida Panthers joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Alex, I thought it was weird also that you guys were playing basically every other night all season long, maybe with an extra day here or there, and then all of a sudden 5 days off before you play Tampa twice, and then see him in the playoffs as well. Has this been a weird couple days or a good couple days for you guys to kind of relax and get your bodies back in shape before this playoff run?
The season's been, like you said, it's been every other night, and then all of a sudden right now you get a little break. So it's kind of nice you get to relax your head a little bit, because I feel like that's a big part of it, like your mental game. You just have to be, like, on top of it all the time. So I feel like these couple of days, it feels like you've been more tired than ever because you just had the chance to relax and don't do anything. I think it's a great way before playoffs, kind of like you just got a couple of days to ease down and then you ramp up again and you have that new energy you've been saving up. So I feel like you just got to take advantage of this this opportunity with the schedule that we had.
Alex, I want to ask you this one, and I hope you'll tell the truth and don't give me the company line on this one. You have a hat trick against your former Columbus team. Come on, man. How nice was that? How many guys you high-five after that game going, damn, that felt good? How's it feel to be able to do that?
I mean, honestly, I'm not really known for being a big goal scorer, and especially Columbus, it was always the worst that I never shoot the puck or whatever. And then to get it on your own team that bought you out, I mean, I wouldn't lie to say that I had a huge smile on my face and kind of like walking around pretty proud after that. So, and I mean, it's almost too ironic is that the same team I announced that we were having a baby. So like the whole day was just so many like emotion and excitement, then score a hat trick. It was just, I don't know, till this day, I don't know if any other day can beat that right now. So it was an amazing day. And the way you just panned out, it was, I mean, it's almost too good to be true.
You know, I know it doesn't sound like you're that kind of guy, but to see the their GM and go, hey, kiss my ass, how do you like that? That's not you, right? That's not your style, right, Alex, to do that, so.
No, I'd rather show on the ice. I'm like, you know what, I'll do a hat trick instead of saying something, so I try to go that route instead.
I like that. Hey, by the way, Coach Quinville, he's, oh, don't talk about me for Coach of the Year. It's about my players. What's it been like playing for a guy that's got that kind of resume?
I think he's been great. Obviously, like I heard about him from a couple of guys, and they say he's like, you know what, you're going to love him as a coach. And I feel like the way he's coaching the game and how he approaches players and helps us out, I think it's a hell of a coach. And like you say, there's no secret to his success. He's just really good, and he knows the game. And for me, it's been great to come to a new team. We don't really know what to expect. I feel like he's been it's been really good to me as well. So,
well, looking, Alex, we're looking forward to this, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. You guys have just had a great year throughout. 75 points, tied with Tampa Bay, and because of that, you guys get to play each other at the end of the year, Saturday and Monday. So thank you so much for coming on and sticking with us through that phone, man. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a good one, guys.
All right, Alex Winberg of the Florida Panthers joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline with a better phone second time around.
Oh, no, he came back strong.
Yes,
he did. That was like you didn't get off to a great start in the first period, but you came back in the second period. And
well, he sounded fine when I spoke to him. I think what happened was he was getting into his car, and you know how when you get into the car, it switches over to the Bluetooth, you know, the speaker? You know about that. It happens to you all the time.
I'll still blame Hollywood.
How does everything go back to me? Why didn't you talk about some of the Dolphin players we had this problem with before we figured it out?
Well, it wasn't a bad phone. It was just that he was, I think he was switching to his Bluetooth
that.
And then everything
but
was
But I thought
was good.
He maybe lived in a condo and, you know, it's not always great reception there. So, anyway, right now I want to tell you, why do you always bring it back to me? God, what a jerk.
Doing a little bagging on Hollywood. I come in the mornings, start getting ready for some stuff here at the radio station, and I just hear Joe Rose just giving it to Hollywood and Hollywood dishing it right back out. And then they start laughing, and they always have fun. So I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel about getting bagged on all the time. Might wear me down a little bit, but I'm not that kind of guy, you know? I'm one of the guys that rolls with the punches, an old surfer, riding the waves, riding the waves, riding the waves. Speaking of riding the waves, the Greeny Show, always on a high.
Let's hit the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Are you worried about the Lakers right now? Let me rephrase that. If you're not worried about the Lakers, why aren't you worried about the Lakers?
Greeny Show plus some good reggae music for you because it is a fun Friday here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind.
yeah, 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 yeah. If love is God and God is love.
560 The Joe, Radio Rewind, running back some of the best you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. How do you do? I'm Dan Day. Social media at Dan Day Radio, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I got you. Always doing some interesting stuff. I was at Duffy's Implantation last night. Host trivia nights there at 8 o'clock. So Thursday nights, 8 o'clock, Duffy's Implantation. It was a wild party. I'm telling you. Great way to kick off the weekend. It's also great to kick off the weekend with some reggae. Make you feel irie on this fun Friday. Yes, indeed. Dreadlocks on in the background. Hopefully you got a little toe tapping going. You're feeling good. Maybe you've opened up the first beverage of the weekend. Or maybe you're doing something else. Hey, look. Live your life. Treat yourself. Treat yourself. So, I'm going to treat you right now to some Greeny Show. Greeny is on from 10 to noon right here on 560 The Joe. They're taking calls and worrying about the Lakers.
Let's hit the calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Are you worried about the Lakers right now? Let me rephrase that. If you're not worried about the Lakers, why aren't you worried about the Lakers right now? Robert in Virginia, are you worried, Robert? Are you concerned?
Yeah, I'm really concerned that LeBron came back too quickly, and that's a severe injury. I played football in college, and one of my teammates had that same injury. It took him 2.5 months to come back, and LeBron only took a month off, and I just think that it's going to be very, very difficult. I'm really hoping for a Lakers-Nets final, but if Harden doesn't come back, the Nets won't make it, and if LeBron's not healthy, they won't make it.
Thanks for the call. I think, listen, you're going to see Harden be back for the playoffs. And he virtually guaranteed that yesterday, said he was likely to be and felt very confident that he would be back before the playoffs even came. We could talk about the Nets getting to the finals, but they're going to have to score 135 points a night because they're not defending anyone. As far as LeBron's concerned, this is an injury that is not going to get better. And you probably have to look at the offseason as the time that you're even going to have a chance for that to happen. If he's out there and he's not playing at 100% at this juncture of his career, and Anthony Davis is out there and he's got tendinosis, that hasn't gone away, locked up his back last night after he rolled his ankle. I mean, what is healthy for Anthony Davis right now? Kelly's in South Dakota up next on Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Kelly, what's up?
Not much. I'm a big Lakers fan, and I think last year with all the circumstances that happened with our country and stuff, you know, the Lakers, I think, you know, they did it for Kobe, kind of, and they overachieved a little bit last year. And I think they overplayed their bodies also, and it caught up to them this year. I think getting healthy, coming back next year, they'll be a for sure. And it's a health thing, getting older, and I don't think they were totally on the same page.
Yeah,
I think I'd have to look.
Listen, if you're gonna talk about, I don't know if it's necessarily being on the same page. Dennis Schroeder's missed time too, by the way. I think it has more to do with just not having your main guys on the court. You know, it's not like these two hadn't played before. Like what the Nets are dealing with in New York, without having to have the three big three together, and they've played just 7 games. I don't even think that's that big of a deal. I think the bigger issue for the Lakers is those two guys are not going to be at 100% this year. Maybe it was the shorter layoff. I think there's been a lot of thought around the NBA that that's been the case for many, many players, that it has been much more of a slog for them this year physically because it has taken its toll from the short turnaround last year. How about Mike in Kentucky next? On ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Mike, what's up, bud?
What's going on? Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear, Big Cat.
All right. I just wanted to chime in kind of like on the Lakers and Nets.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that the Lakers, you know, if LeBron's not healthy, if Anthony Davis is not healthy, then, you know, I can see how they won't get it done this year. But when I think about the Nets, I think about they haven't played together, you know, a lot this year. And I also think that they got a first-year coach, and they don't have a good defense. So, well, I just want to know your takes on that.
You know, I think you bring up an interesting point with the coach. Nuno and I were talking about this before the show. If Greg Popovich was the coach of the Nets, would these three guys listen to him? I'm not convinced of that whatsoever. Absolutely not. So are they going to listen to Steve Nash? Yes, Steve Nash is a Hall of Famer and a superstar player in the league. But you could see the frustration from him last night. I think Steve Nash understands the situation. He's basically been a caretaker this year, and that's not what he wants to do. You can talk about having Mike D'Antoni on the staff all you want. I don't know who James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving are going to listen to. I think they're going to be doing their own thing. And, you know, earlier in the year, you had Kyrie telling James, all right, you're the point guard. You do your thing. Let's see how that plays out. What I'm more interested in seeing is not who wants to take the big shot in these games and whether or not they're going to be fighting over that in the postseason. I want to see who wants to come up with the big stop in the postseason. And what of those three, which of those three, wants to really get put on the other team's primary weapon to shut them down? We heard Chris Paul talk about, you know, if you're the guy, you want to defend the guy, and then he promptly got beat up by Zion Williamson. It's not always the case. If you're the guy, a lot of times you don't want to defend the guy.
Greeny's been out a lot lately. I don't know what's going on with that. He's probably a very busy guy nonetheless. Come on, man. Come on. You need someone to fill in for you. You don't know who I am, but I got you, bro. I got you. I'll make you trustworthy of me. Or I'll ruin your career. One or the other. You know, semantics right there. Speaking of making it happen, Hawk and Crowder are always making it happen.
Five of Miami's eight team captains from 2020 are gone. McCain, Fitzpatrick, Ted Karras, Kyle Van Noy, and Kevon Frazier. I think he's gone too, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, some good Hawk and Crowder on the way. Make you feel good in the weekend. What else will make you feel good? I've got some reggae on the way. After all, it's a feel-good Friday. Here on 560 The Joe, Radio Rewind.
Well, I see each of this one curse, you know. Give them some peace and not the worse. Rastafari, and I send a weapon that is found against your children shall prosper, you know. How about you know? Most high, the child you find me, don't try to push high around. I know, Jah is always there. Would rejoice if I Joe Nugget cush by the pound. I know, Jah is always there.
560 The Joe, Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best you've heard all week right here on 560. How do you do? I am Dan Day. Hopefully you're feeling better. It's a feel-good Friday because you're going into the weekend and you are in South Florida. Yes. You have it made in the shade or the sun or the heat or however you want, but you got the reggae blaring, so you know you're feeling good. We're basically part of the Caribbean, southmost point in America when it comes to the major areas of America. Yeah, at least I think it's southmost. Yeah, it's southmost because when you go down to Key West and all that stuff, you go southmost point. Yeah, yeah, so we're down there. We're living it up down here. Yeah, buddy. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, man, feeling that reggae music. I got to work all weekend. Maybe I need to listen to the reggae a little louder because I am working all weekend. Not just here at the radio station, at some of my other jobs. Working at a reggae record label, Culture Shock, here in Miami. That's one of my other jobs. That's always cool. But I am locked down all the way till Monday. In fact, I was talking to my mom, Big Lynn. Happy Mother's Day. Remember to take care of your moms. My mom actually heard me telling somebody on the radio I was going to buy her a $50 gift card to a restaurant. So she called like an hour later, like, I listened to your whole show. I was like, yeah. You're getting that gift card now. Oh, not that I wasn't going to get it for, but you know. So, Big Lynn, very happy Mother's Day. Much love to you. I'm going to be working all weekend, so I guess I can't afford that $50 gift card to a restaurant for her. It's a nice restaurant. It's not the nicest because $50 doesn't go that far to a nice restaurant, but you know, you get the picture. But working all weekend long. So, I was talking to Big Lynn, and I told her, oh, I'm off Monday. She said, well, you're not working at the radio station Monday? No, me being off means I'm only working my one job, this job, which is hardly a job. It's just me having fun with you. But nonetheless, only thing I have to do, and it's going to be like a holiday to me. I'm going to go downstairs, go see my guys, Giuseppe and Nathan downstairs. I'm talking about my apartment. We're going to get together, maybe drink some beers, watch some sports, have a good time, catch up, live it up. So if you do have free time this weekend, spend it with mom. If you have more free time, enjoy it and think of me because I am going to be slaving. Hawk and Crowder, they're slaves for you, your entertainment, and your sports needs. They got you covered weekdays from 2 to 6 right here on 560 The Joe. Such good times. What are they up to? captain, my captain, cleaning house. But first, we got that fire theme song for the show.
It's the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in the bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that they bringing along.
Locked in, I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options, I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes, I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
That's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
That bunny, da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya-da-da-da-da.
What a way to start the show every day. I love that theme song.
He killed it. Art God Savi.
Art God Savi, our dude Marcos. It was funny because Solana's off today, and Steven, who's running the show today, he says in our headphones right before we're going on the air, he's like, that dude is too talented to be working here. And I am 100% in agreement with Steven on that, man. That dude, like... He is, if you're not following, that guy, Art God Savi, did the song for us. He works at the radio station. His name is Marcos. And if you're not following him on Instagram, you are missing out. It's ArtGodSavii. Follow him. He is talented, man.
Don't tell him. I want him around a little longer.
I know. No one ever says that about us. No one ever says, you know, those guys are too talented to be working here.
Yeah,
I've never heard that about our show. Yes,
Steven. You've been working with us for a year. You never said
never said it about us.
I mean, I say it in private.
Well, say it to me, damn it.
Yeah, when I have my few meetings with Len, I'm like, oh, man, Mark, Hawk and Crowder, man, too good to be working here.
Well, apparently Len's not paying attention.
But yeah,
Yeah, I don't think he listened to the show or you. Didn't really get to react at all. We didn't get Crowder's reaction to the Dolphins releasing Bobby McCain yesterday. And then I saw this interesting note online. 5 of Miami's 8 team captains from 2020 are gone. McCain, Fitzpatrick, Ted Karras, Kyle Van Noy, and Kevon Frazier. I think he's gone too, right? Yeah. And yeah. Jesse Davis, Alandon Roberts, and Clayton Fegedulam.
Remain.
That's a lot of team captains to be gone in one season. Guys that were productive, you know, Bobby McCain and Kyle Van Noy, obviously Ryan Fitzpatrick, like productive guys gone.
You know that meme where the guy's holding his girlfriend's hand but looking back at the other girl?
Right.
I think Chris Greer and Flores has a lot of that in them. Where, yeah, I like you. Oh, my goodness. Look at that safety available.
Because you were questioning why they took a safety, and now you kind of know, right?
Yes, yes. And Malik Hooker came. Remember Malik Hooker? Yeah, who first round pick, 15 overall, I think, to the Colts, and he can play ball. He visited after they drafted Javon Holland out of Oregon last week in the draft, 2 weeks ago in the draft. They're putting their team together, and you can see it. It's no secret what's going on right now. They're trying to upgrade every position they can.
It's interesting because I was watching First Take today. Was it First Take? I think so. And they were talking about, you know, which team in the NFL is doing the best job, say, in free agency in the offseason. And I think it was Stephen A. Smith. I really can't remember. But basically said Tampa. I mean, they kept everyone together. When do you ever see a Super Bowl team return all 22 starters? And that's exactly what they're doing. And then they made the case of saying last season, Kansas City, or the season before, Kansas City, they felt like they were a little deficient in their defense. They loved the offense, obviously, with Patrick Mahomes. They went out and they just revamped the defense. And then, bing, bang, boom, they win a Super Bowl. And I guess that's what Brian Flores is doing, right? He sees some deficiencies here because I don't like that's a pretty gutsy move to get rid of Bobby McCain. You don't save a ton of money and you're betting on a lot of productivity and leadership from other people that you know you were going to get from Bobby McCain.
Yeah, Eric Rowe is the guy. We saw him. He had a bunch of good games last year. Eric Rowe is the guy that covers tight ends. We saw it. He's your man. That free safety position where Bobby was, you drafted Brandon Jones out of Texas last year, Hawk. You bring in a second round, 36. You said this man was worth the 36th pick in the draft in Javon Holland. Yeah, like if it doesn't work out, they're going to look dumb because Bobby was solid. But right. I wouldn't say Bobby was a game changer, and they're trying to find a game changer.
But you did know what you had, and he was a captain. He was a leader. I read something somewhere that said Bobby McCain was an extension of Brian Flores on the field. Coaches, they froth at the mouth for a guy like that. And so, you know, you see this from him, though. He's got no qualms about pulling the trigger on what he would consider, I guess, to be upgrades or, you know, they're saving, I guess, some $5 million something against the salary cap. But it really is, in my mind, a gutsy move.
But he's done it on the coaching staff as well. Yep. Bro, this is the third OC in 3 years that we just hired or promoted, whatever it is. And you know what I've said? We talked about this before. Actually, when Chad O'Shea left and now Chan Gailey left, and we've talked about it, I like it. I like somebody saying, okay, I made a mistake. Let's find something better. Let's upgrade. Let's look back. We're holding hands. Let's look back at that other girl and say, hey, are you interested? I don't have a problem with it.
But to say you've made a mistake is different than saying, I know this guy's good, and I think I can get better. You know what I mean? Like, Bobby McCain wasn't a mistake. You didn't watch him and go, that guy's a bust. You need different safety help out there. Like he wasn't that. That's the part that's interesting to me. It is easy. There's no risk in looking at someone and saying, you know, when Eric Flowers was with the Giants and he was a turnstile, I mean, there's no risk in saying, yeah, we made a mistake. We got to get rid of him. There's no risk there. When you've got a guy that's being productive, very well liked by the team, that's when it becomes risky. I admire it because what's the ultimate goal? You want to win a Super Bowl. Well, you haven't even gotten to the playoffs yet. So, like, yeah, what are you going to do? Like, you going to make the case for standing pat? Or are you going to make the case for we have to continue to get better and better and better in every position? So, but I do find it interesting. I think it's gutsy. I think it's a gutsy move.
Yeah.
It's a Brian Flores gutsy move. And Chris Greer, too, I guess.
And I'm telling you, I have no problem with it. You know what? I think the question is that continuity. People always talk about the continuity. Bobby McCain knew everything. Like you just said, he was an extension of Flores, knew the entire defense, ran the back end. Does that continuity, the trade-off for a more, you know, faster, a younger, maybe a ball hawker, you know, a guy. Bobby McCain didn't have a lot of damn interceptions. Now, we watched the games. Like, the trade-off from that continuity, that veteran leadership, to a better football player. That's what we're talking about right now. And Brian Flores, it's obvious, he would pick a more athletic guy over the continuity, the veteran leadership that, you know, that I can teach Brandon Jones. I can teach Javon Holland how to call the back end. I want a better player. I want a bigger impactful player back there other than an older guy that knows everything. And he's shown, even with Vannoy, they got rid of Vannoy, and Jalen Phillips is going to jump right into Vannoy's position. People don't know that. What you saw Kyle Vannoy do last year, Jalen Phillips is playing that position. He a guy that he played with in New England for years, coached for years, he let him go and brought in a younger guy. I can teach him football. I want this young guy that could be more productive.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch.
That's getting you ready for a big sports weekend here in South Florida. Kind of took a breather this week. It seems like a lot of our teams weren't playing too much. I know the Marlins, they did get the big sweep of the Arizona Diamondbacks. My downstairs neighbor, Nathan, he works for the Marlins on the field crew. I know he's excited about that. Hopefully they can keep it going against the Brew Crew. And then, oh yeah, we've got so much more action. Inter Miami going to be kicking it around against ATLU, Atlanta United. That is going to be Sunday at 1 on national TV, ABC. Watch yourself, Inter Miami. We see you. We can see you. We got you. Yes, the Panthers. They got a 2-game set starting Saturday with the Lightning, and then they're probably going to just roll that straight up into a playoff series with the Lightning. So get used to the Lightning if you're a Panthers fan, and get used to listening to them right here on 560 The Joe with my man, Doug Plagans. Always an enthusiastic, very good call. Really brings the game to life and puts a lot of color into it. I love it. Doug Plagans, my dude, pleasant, interesting guy. He knows all about food. He knows about music. just well-rounded Renaissance man. So be sure to listen to all the Panthers playoff run and the regular season games that are left, the two against the Lightning, right here, 560, the Joe, and the Heat. Are we going to be high on the Heat or low on the Heat? Well, it depends how they do tonight. But right now, let's get high on the Heat and harken back to the last time they won a game.
Cap D coming, Cap D coming. Cap D coming, 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 Cap D coming.
We'll get it out to Strus for three. Strus got it from beyond the arc. Max Strus's second tray, and he's got 14 points between he and none, 29 of Miami's 62 points. And off the rim and the rebound, Deadman's got it. Back out of the wing, Duncan Robinson. High right side for three, got it to go. Great rebound by Deadman. And that sixth tray of the night for Duncan Robinson. And the Heat up now 99-84. The final score, Miami 124 and Cleveland 107. Alley-oop to Bam to the rim and a two-hand jam. Bam Adebayo now in double figures with 10. Bam out on the right wing. Washington on him. Great cut to the basket. Strus gets the layup and in. Boy, some fine passing by Miami. And the Heat now up by 21 with 2 minutes off the clock here in this fourth quarter. And the Heat steal it with Strus down the floor into Bam, and Bam, two-hand jam. And Miami up 106-83 now. Nunn for three. Got another one. Kendrick Nunn's third tray of the ball game. Boy, Nunn feeling it yet again. 17 points on the night. Big victory for your Miami Heat. The final score once again, it's Miami 121 and Charlotte 111.
That's just a banger right there, not just because the Heat highlights winning. Thank you so much to Art God Savi. He's also known as Marcos Gonzalez, who put together that Hawk and Crowder theme song also. Very talented guy, very talented guy, very cool guy. He and I have gone out for beers and pizza, had a very, very good time. Good wingman, too. Very good wingman. So that got a lot going on. Check him out online. He'll get you going. But God, that Uncle Luke scarred. Captain coming, Captain coming, Captain coming. That's always going to be a banger. That's always going to be a dancer. That's always going to be something that is going to be played in the clubs, not just here in South Florida, but around the world. Oh, man. I just realized I made that montage of the last Heat win. That was Sunday they last won. So we've gone a whole week. Now, they haven't played all that much, but we've gone a whole entire week, basically, without the Heat winning. They need to win tonight. Really need. They need to go on a winning streak. They need to do what they did last postseason right now. Just start the winning and go on into the finals, play the Pelicans. Even though the Pelicans aren't in the playoff picture yet, they're getting there. It's going to be two low-seeded teams in the finals, and I am going to have to fake my own death to get out of all my jobs so I can watch it. One guy who feels as though maybe his career is dead, and it's hard to say, Albert Pujols. For years, one of the greatest players to ever play the game, but he's kind of declined lately. A lot of people thinking maybe he'll sign a short contract with St. Louis and end his career there. That would seem very fitting, but he was released, and his manager, Joe Maddon, addressed it recently with the Angels.
He did come and speak with me. I had spoken to him several days before that, telling him that he had the whole week of games to play. But things changed, and once they changed, I had to go and have that. He came to me. We had the conversation. He knew exactly where I was standing on the entire situation, and thus what happened last night happened. But there was no tipping point involved. This was a decision made, and chose not to play him last night.
Albert Pujols takes some solace in knowing that you are one of the greats of all time in Major League Baseball, and you also have a lot of money. You've gotten paid a lot of money, and you'll probably never have to buy a beer in St. Louis. I don't know about L.A., but in St. Louis. L.A., I don't know if you're famous or you're anybody in L.A., you might still have to buy your own beers. There's like nobody big enough. Magic Johnson probably, if he did drink, doesn't get free beers and meals in L.A. It's just not that type of city. Love L.A. Not knocking it, but it's not that type of city. Like Dan Marino, he can go around Miami, never have to pay for another beer. Miami's not a kind of a city, you know? You're big enough. Dwayne Wade, probably never have to buy a beer. Some places might make you buy that $15, $20 beer, yeah, but there's other places. You might not have to buy a beer. South Florida, always great, if you're great. And you were great today, listening, hanging out, having fun. Watch a lot of sports for me. Have a lot of fun for me. As I said, I'm going to be working all weekend long at all my different jobs because got to make that pay, got to make that play. Well, when you get paid, you get to play. When you get some time off, it's that much sweeter. Then I get to hang out with you. And that's one of the best things, too, also right here that I get to do. Hang out with you, spend some time, and have some fun. Remember, you can download the podcast for this show or any of the shows on this station by going to our website, WQAM.com, the Audacy app, AudacyApp. Now, you don't have to put the app in there. Just go to the App Store, type in Audacy. It's for free. And you got another option. You can go wherever you get your podcast. And that is also absolutely free. So hopefully we have everybody winning this weekend. Marlins continue their winning ways. The Heat get back onto the winning side, start a win streak. And then, of course, Inter Miami on national TV Sunday at 1. They get the winning going, continuing to not lose in the MLS. I love MLS. I cannot wait to watch some of it this weekend. Hopefully when I have a little bit of free time, the late games on the West Coast start at 10 o'clock. Lifesavers, those games. Absolute lifesavers. Oh, maybe the Dolphins, they'll acquire somebody big. Big things happening this weekend in South Florida. Let's do this together. Once again, you can hit me up on social media. Always making it happen there, even though I'm busy. They always tell me, you might be a busy man, but you always seem to get in trouble. And that's what I do. Last night, got in a little bit of trouble over there at Duffy's on Plantation. I host trivia night there. Thursdays at 8, you're more than welcome to come. Thursday nights, 8 o'clock, Duffy's in Plantation. Oh, such good times. My guys, Clive and Ron and the whole team over there. Nikki, the manager, she was fantastic. The whole wait staff, people that played trivia, they put up with me, and it's a lot of fun. But hit me up if you got any questions about anything, want to know anything, at Dan Day Radio. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, maybe one day OnlyFans. I don't know. Or you can just find out more information about me at our website, WQAM.com, and all of our social media. Just look for 560 WQAM. This is 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Later, slug.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!